Okay, go ahead.
All right. Tell me about when you first met Mom.
Oh, my God. Oh, I haven't thought of that for years either. Because I was at Ohio State, and she had just quit going to... what was that school she went to? Canyon College? No, I don't remember. It was one of those.
Did she go to Muskingum?
Muskingum College, yes. And she was home for, I don't know, she was planning on going back to school, I think, somewhere. I don't know where. But anyway, it was, oh God, I wish I could remember the exact details. But somebody else knew her well. One of the friends of a friend of whatever knew her. And I was having a party at my apartment. Because I managed an apartment building when I was in sophomore or junior. And I had a free apartment. Wasn't that wonderful? I had an apartment and they were really nice for the place, for Ohio State, you know, really nice. And I was having a really cool party. And your mom came with this person and I can't remember who it was.
Was it Bonda or something like that?
No, Bonda was Terry's friend.
Yeah, but Bonda and Terry were also friends with Mom.
Mom, she that's they my knew understanding. Her, but I don't think God, I can't remember who it was. Well, anyway. And I met your mom. And I guess I asked her out. I don't know how I don't know when I asked her out. I asked her out and we just started dating. We just started dating and dating and dating and dating and dating. And I'm not going to go all the way here with this, but let's put it this way. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
That's good. That's the point of life, right?
Yeah. She was a very, very good person. Mm-hmm. And then she took me home to meet her family. And I thought, are you serious about this? You really want me to meet your parents? She said, well, yeah. And I'm going, cool. Nobody never asked me to meet their parents. And so we had dinner with them on a Sunday. After church. She took me to church, too. And there's her dad up there giving a sermon, you know. Because he was a Presbyterian minister. And me being a Roman Catholic at the time, I thought, oh, this might not be good, but it was okay. Because I'd stopped going to church regularly. And I went over to their house for dinner. And it was such a nice experience. Her mother was the best cook. And they had a formal Sunday dinner. And like her brother and sister-in-law were there. And I think Mary Beth and Bob, I think they were out in California by then or somewhere. And it was just, it was so cool because it was such a nice, I mean, they had beautiful, in fact, I think we have her china. They had a beautiful table set on linen, everything, and that beautiful china in there that we have, that she was hers. And I thought, wow. And she did that every Sunday. Wow. And she was a chemist for the U.S. Geological Survey. Did you know that?
I did, yeah. So cool.
And so here she had a full-time job, a big job, very important job. She ran tests on all the waters east of the Mississippi.
Huh.
She had a degree in chemistry from, I think it was Chicago or someplace. I don't remember where she went to school. It was a big deal, though. And then Peggy's dad was a Presbyterian minister. She was really cool lady. Your grandma was really cool. Yeah. She really was. And you look a lot lighter, like her, by the way, I think.
Neat.
Yeah, you have the same color hair and everything.
Hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, they were cool people. Mom and Dad both. Okay, what else?
Tell me about your work life.
My work life. Well, let's put it this way. I'm a lazy bum.
No, you aren't. What did you do for work? What?
Well, I was a landscape architect with the Department of Transportation. And so I reviewed plans from consultants that sent in plans for highway landscapes, rest areas. And then I also worked on parking lot designs and stuff. I designed this really unique parking lot that I'd never seen anywhere else in the country. And they used it all over Ohio. It's really nice. It's like, well, you'd know it if you saw it. But it has, and it did have something unique because it's an interstate. And interstate traffic through a parking lot is usually one way. But I had one section of it where the cars were that they could return and go around.
Yeah.
So if there wasn't a spot when they came in, they could find one eventually. Which was a very cool thing. And I noticed them in other states like that since then. So other people copied it. So, you know, that's pretty cool.
What was your favorite thing about your job?
My favorite thing?
Getting
paid.
Fair enough.
No, I mean, that really was my favorite thing. However, I enjoyed, you know, creating facilities that were appreciated. And they were very much appreciated over the years, I think.
Definitely.
So, and a lot of them, because of the way I designed them, they had a very long life expectancy for the autos. Because that's where you had the traffic, the auto traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And with this recirculating traffic in the parking lot, they lasted a lot longer. In fact, a lot of them are still used.
Yeah.
So, okay.
When did you retire?
It's just true. When did I retire? 19, or was it 2000? Yeah, it was 2000. 10? 12? About that.
I wonder when.
What year is it now?
It's 2015 now.
So I'm going to say 2012. I don't know.
Oh, it's been more than 3 years.
Yeah.
I bet it was around 2005 or something.
Oh, okay.
I think it's been nearly 10. No, not quite. It's probably been about 8 years. So probably 2007 or
2007. That sounds right. 2007.
I don't know for sure. I guess that's neither here nor there.
What's the difference?
How do you spend your time?
I go to the daycare.
What's the daycare?
Well, Dana has me enrolled in this, you know, it's actually at a church. And I don't know what their affiliation is with religion, but I mean, we don't preach or anything there, but it's not, I mean, it's really nice people, really good people. They really are. I've been very impressed with the people I've met there.
That's awesome.
It is.
And what is it? Like an adult care?
It's an adult senior care. Yeah.
Yeah.
During the day. It's like people that can't really be by themselves during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's has somebody at night, you know, in the evenings. So, you know, there are people that their spouses come and pick them up. There are people that are dropped off at home. And they have people there at home take care of them. There's people that, these are people, like most of the people really can't live on their own all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. It's like, you know, they're this way. I think it'll extend people's lives. I think it will. I really do.
Yeah, I do.
And it's a wonderful program, and I love the people there. They're all very nice. I love the people that give care. There's one, two, three women that are just outstanding. And the head dude is a guy, of course, which I don't see why, but he, you know, he's like this nerdy looking kid, but and I don't even know him, but he's, you know, it's a nice system. It's a really good program.
Do you like going?
I enjoy going, yes. I don't mind it a bit. They bring me home on a bus, and so they drop me off in front, rather they bring me up in the driveway, pulls the bus in the driveway. I open the garage door and he backs out. So it's perfect. And what else is unique about it. Oh.
Do you have friends there?
Yeah. I have several friends there that I like a lot.